Hi, I'm Michelle Blue. I'm a millennial entrepreneur and started a business just 2 weeks after I graduated college.
It's my life and I don't even know.
Okay. Each week, I'm interviewing an entrepreneur, getting a real look at their stories, the lessons, the sacrifices along their journey.
And leadership is hard, and you have to live at home, and entrepreneurship is not easy.
Truly walk by faith and not by sight, and your life being a direct reflection of that belief system.
So, for the fellow entrepreneur, hopeful entrepreneur, or whatever path you decided to take in life, just know that the beauty lies within the journey.
Watching?
The journey.
The journey. All right, I'm going to be watching. All right.
Awesome. Good. Okay, so yes, I don't even know why this moment is so funny to me, Troy.
Which moment?
This. Don't do this.
Okay.
This moment. So we go back to high school, and I always say you're like one of two. Like, it's a dynamic duo of Sam and Troy, Troy and Sam. Mm-hmm. We're obviously missing your better half. But
Sam.
Yes, but I think literally anywhere I went in high school, like not even just DeKalb County, but Metro Atlanta, mm-hmm. you mentioned you two, and like everyone knows like who you all are. And I don't even understand how y'all got around that much. But this is obviously what you're, like, this is you. The essence of Troy is being social, being out, connecting people, and connecting ideas, I think, is most, like, important. So, give me your story, because I think it's great that you do have a full-time job.
Yep.
You're 9 to 5, which is...
Project management and advertising.
Okay, project management.
I send a bunch of people emails.
Is it just emails?
Subscriptions.
It can't just
be emails. Well, and now it's just email. I've worked in all types of places in the ad industry, as far as like TV, radio, digital campaigns, and now I'm doing email campaigns.
Very cool. And I obviously, I come from like entrepreneurship. Like, I obviously chose this route of like graduating, going into building my own business.
Right.
But I'm not like, oh my gosh, entrepreneurship is the way for everyone, and this is the way you should go. Like, drop out of school or quit your job. I definitely see value in having a 9 to 5. I mean, I respect it. It's commendable. But for a person like you who still like felt like there was a void, like, creating something on the side as well, which, I mean, you were able to use your creative juices there. So tell me how you were able to use your 9 to 5 to create something else that you love and, you know, you can build on your own.
Right. So that's a good question. So, like you said, Troy and Sam and Troy. So Sam has a 9 to 5 as well.
Mm-hmm.
He's on Wall Street, New York. So that's more, it's probably like a 9 to 7 for him, actually.
Yeah.
It's not so bad for in advertising, but it's funny because the way this whole thing started, Grits and Gospel, you know, now it's like an online publication, and we've, you know, come out with different books and had different events and things and kind of grown it. But it really started on GChat, like while we were at work, which is funny, and me and Sam just throwing stuff back and forth because, like you said, like we've grown up. I've known him since I was 9. We grew up in Atlanta together, and so we've always been really connected, and so. You know, we found ourselves talking about how smart we thought one idea was or how we thought everybody was, you know, looking at the wrong issue on social media when they looked at, you know, something that may have happened or just ideas that we felt that we had that weren't in the world. And you can see, like, a lot of the early articles from Grits and Gospel on just GChat conversations. We're very much alike in that we always have been able to really focus in on our ability to think for ourselves.
Right.
But then also balancing that with not being contrary. Because you got a lot of people who just, whatever everybody says, they just going to say or do the opposite.
Right.
It's not that. Because a lot of times we do agree with what we feel is smart or what we feel is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
But this was birthed out of our differences and not our similarities. Which, if you know us close enough, most people can tell that we're actually very different.
Very different, yeah.
But from the outside looking in.
I thought y'all were one, but I don't agree
anymore. It's very different. Like, we've each got, like, different quirks and different personality traits that make us who we are. And those that intimately know us knew that the whole time. And now the world is starting to sort of see that. Just us playing off of each other.
Yeah. So what's the importance? Because, I mean, there's so many different platforms that people can go on, get some type of like information, can read someone's thought and opinion on pop culture, politics, whatever the case may be. What sets you apart with Grits and Gospel? What's the void that you all are filling, or what do you feel like we're missing out on?
So you're right. It's like you can click on anything at any point in time. As a matter of fact, most of our daily existence is about clicking stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to click this, you're going to click that. And it's very low hanging fruit most of the time. Mm-hmm. It's very easy to talk about people and things that happen. Right. The news comes on every day at 6 on like 5 different channels. Mm-hmm. They all have something different to talk about unless something really, really important happened. Mm-hmm. And sometimes newsworthy shit doesn't even happen.
Yeah.
But the news comes on every day at 6 because it's easy to talk about people and things. Mm-hmm. And the way people make money in the digital space, which is where we live, is through advertisements. The more people you get to your site, the more somebody will pay to get on your, you know, to advertise on your site. And that's the main revenue stream. And with us being the type of people we are, like I was just talking about, that's not really us. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not who we are as individuals. This whole brand was built off of the duality between Troy and Sam, the Grits and Gospel, you know, the good, the bad, the black, the white, you know, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
That's what this was built off of. And so the void we feel is almost the exact opposite of what's around everybody. We put out thoughtful content. Mm-hmm. We're always putting out evergreen content, right? You know, we may not get 1,000 clicks on the article per hour.
Yeah.
But you can click our article tomorrow. You can click it next week. You can click it 3 months from now. Mm-hmm. You know, one of our articles we put out, I think in this February, just so happened to get like 300 views the last couple of days, just out of the blue. Mm-hmm. You know, just people start gravitating to certain things no matter what it is.
So, and I love that, but I always say you can have like something so special. You can have a great product. You can have great ideas, but the marketing behind it, if no one knows about it, then what do you really have, right? So, again, we're so inundated with every blog, every, like, you know, digital platform. How do you cut through that noise? How do you get in front of people and be like, okay, this is what we're doing? Mm-hmm. Like, not only just read, but become, like, a follower, like, part of the Grits and Gospel tribe.
The first step is to get on Journey with Blue. That always helps.
I don't know that helps. Don't believe that, people.
No, seriously, though, you said interesting word. The most interesting word. Read. People don't like to read. Yeah. And it's not because they can't. It's really, a lot of times, not because they don't want to. It's because they don't have the time to.
Okay.
Or the patience. Like, our attention spans are going off all crazy. Mm-hmm. And we've always got so much to do. Like, we fill ourselves with busy.
Right.
Even if we're not being productive. And so it's very hard. Mm-hmm. It's super hard. As a matter of fact, every day we look up and we say, I really thought that article was good.
Yeah.
But it didn't do that well. You know, we play around with different things just like anything else. Maybe post it on a Tuesday at 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. Or maybe post it on a Thursday at 9 a.m. Or maybe let's see how weekend articles do. But what we found the most special part of this whole thing is being able to affect people in a bunch of different ways. Mm-hmm. Right? We're never going to win the battle, the clickbait battle. I talked about that. It's just not going to happen. Mm-hmm. But what we can do is diversify our product just like anybody else does.
Right.
Coca-Cola has Coke. They've got Coke Zero. They've also got Coke Life. They've also got Diet Coke. Mm-hmm. But it's all one Coke, right? So I know if you remember in Harlem, we did the Black Panther screening.
Yeah.
And that was big because we knew that a lot of people that were either in our network or that read some of our articles would really enjoy that, right? And how do you make money or how do you get that much closer to being able to quit your 9-to-5 without actually, you know, just quitting it,
right?
You know, trying to figure out a way to make some scratch. Mm-hmm. It's touching people in different touch points. So being able to do that twice gave us just enough money to be able to pay a few people to try and make this coffee table book that's right here.
And I love that you were able to bring a digital product to a live experience and now to a book. Which I love. Okay, so I'm a little biased because you text me one day and was like, I need you to do me a favor. And I'm like, what does Troy want from me?
I did.
And you asked me to write a foreword for the book.
Right. Oh, you just passed it, actually.
Did I pass it? Okay. I have to show the people later. But
we'll show the people later.
I kind of freaked out because I was like, I'm not a writer. I'm not an author. But I accepted the challenge.
You did.
And I think it turned out really nice. So, and I like opened your section, the Book of Troy. So
you
I love that.
Section.
So I think that's smart when you think through monetization of, yes, so you have a digital product, then you added a live experience component, and now you have a physical product that you can actually sell, but you built the community, you built the tribe first.
Exactly.
And I think that's definitely a great marketing strategy. And you have to figure out, how do I get to the people? And you have to have so many different touch points to do that. But I think a lot of times in people's minds, like when they have 9-to-5s, whatever, they are like miserable in that. And they don't know how they can actually apply some of those lessons and some of that work to their startup or something creative or, you know, whatever else they want to do in their spare time. What do you think some lessons that you've learned from corporate America that have been transferable in your entrepreneurial ventures too?
Right. So I've been in corporate America since like before I graduated college. Like I always had internships and I went straight into the workforce. I have had about maybe 9 months to a year when I lived in Dallas that I didn't work in corporate America. But other than that, I'm pretty familiar with it. All types of job, all types of industry, mostly in the advertising and media space. But one thing I know is that when you say people are miserable in 9-to-5, like it happens. It's work. That's why they pay to go there. Right?
I mean, yeah.
It sucks sometimes. Like you just can't control it. People tell you what to do. It's pretty much boring.
Can be boring, not always boring.
You know, it just depends, right? Every day is different. But sometimes that pressure or that day-to-day just grind can like take a lot of energy out of you. And other times you can use that sort of tension that exists from having to do that to propel you. Like, I can't wait till I get home now because I spent all day doing stuff I didn't want to do. Now it's time to do some shit I really want to do.
Yeah.
And it works different for different people. You got to kind of find what your niche is. Actually, I used to work, I've always worked in advertising, like I said, but I used to work doing like big TV campaigns, like big drawn out, you know, stuff that starts in February that doesn't come on air till October, and going through all the processes from strategy to, you know, creative development, and working with clients and seeing how that works, all the way into production and media buying, and, you know, all of that is essentially what we do now.
Right.
Or Grits and Gospel, which is planning campaigns out.
Right.
You know, how are we going to launch this book? Or how are we going to get the word out about the movie showing? Or how are we going to, you know, the next thing we do, maybe it's a Juneteenth party we do next year.
How that'd are we be fun.
Do? Oh.
I'll be there.
You going to be there?
Yes.
Yeah. you heard that. She's coming. How are we going to do just the different things that we have on our plate? And I learned that at work. You know, but when we do start making money or as we continue to grow financially, what do we do with it? Or how do we manage it?
Yeah.
Same works on Wall Street.
Right.
So that, you know, we use that to our benefit. Like, you're never really in a space that has nothing to offer you. Ever. Like, the universe don't work like that. God don't work like that. You know, if you notice, any time in your life, you've always been in this situation.
All things work together.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be the best. It doesn't have to be, like, a big epiphany type of moment. But it's always something you can learn. So now I got transferred to a job in which I do email marketing all the time. But guess what? We send out 2 emails a month for Grits and Gospel to our subscribers to get people caught up on what they may have missed throughout the month. And, hey, now I'm just that much more adapting to something that I had no clue before that.
I think that's so great, and I think that's something I want to challenge everyone that listens to this, because obviously most people are not entrepreneurs right now, and so they're in a job, whether they're unhappy, they're feeling stuck, they're feeling like, you know, whatever the case, you know, whatever the case may be. And I want people to go into work after listening to this, after seeing this, with a different perspective, you know, like, come fresh, come anew, and see like what lessons you're actually learning, how you can transfer it into something else. What are the life lessons here? You know, because it may not be for you to stay in that job, but it's there to teach you for that moment.
Right, and until you learn what you're supposed to learn, you're not gonna be able to move on.
Right,
you're just gonna keep circling back.
Right,
like dang, you know, you know that was something I could have, would have, should have picked up. But now I have another opportunity to do it before I can go to the next space in the progression of my life.
Right.
I mean, I think with 9-to-5, it's honestly a benefit. I'm so much more productive when I have to like do things in a certain time period. Now, I know, granted, everybody doesn't work like that.
Right.
But I found quickly that when I'm like, okay, I got 10 hours all day to do what I'm supposed to be doing today. Mm-hmm. You know, in an entrepreneurship setting, you know, that means I'm just going to, you know, maybe get caught up on YouTube or Wikipedia for that much longer. Mm-hmm. Or maybe sleep in that much longer. But when I've really got to make the most of my time, that's when I do it.
Yeah.
And so, like, I became a morning person. Well, it's not that I wasn't a morning person, but, like, I'm a certified morning person now.
Okay.
And I'll go to the gym before I go to work and get in, like, maybe an hour before everybody, and that's just, like, a very quiet time.
Right.
Which is important to me because the main thing of Rich and Gospel is based on is how good and how well we write.
Right.
And so I get my introvert time in to just sit down and just, you know, think about what I want to write or progress on something or maybe send out a few emails before actual work gets going. Mm-hmm. You know, your brain is at its highest capacity from like 9 to 10.
Right.
That's what they say.
That's a good point.
So, I mean, you don't want to sleep until 8 and just be getting to where you're going at 9:45. Mm,
good point.
Your brain is always at a good capacity, so
I don't think you got to worry about this.
But seriously, I found it to be a lot better, more productive to start just get going in the morning.
Right.
And then you're naturally more tired at night, so then you don't have to worry about staying up and not being able to wake up the next day because it just works on itself, you know?
Right. You know, and I think that's another thing that a lot of people say when they have 9-to-5s. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I don't have the time, or like, I need to work on my business full-time. But as a full-time entrepreneur, like, honestly, there's so much time wasted. Because sometimes I'll put things off, and I'm like, well, I can do this later, because I can do it later. Or I'll do this tomorrow. Right, and so I end up being frivolous with my time. Whereas when you have a structured environment, when you have more things to do, you tend to get more stuff done.
It's like a phenomenon, huh?
It's like, what? How does that add up? But it does.
Right, I was just going all day and I, you know, didn't realize that, oh, I never really got tired because it was so much stuff to do. Now, granted, you don't, a lot of times it does come about where you want to do something and you can't.
Right.
Right, and that's the downside of the whole 9-to-5, of course. Just like, damn, I would love to. So-and-so right now.
Right.
But I can't because I'm here.
There's pros and cons to both.
Right.
I'm thinking about, I don't have health insurance.
Ooh.
I could get hit in these New York and Atlanta streets, and then what am I going to do?
They're walking the crosswalk.
Right. I have to figure out my own, like, retirement
situation.
There's so
401k?
Many. Yeah. Yeah. There's so much.
No PTO?
No PTO. When I'm out, I am not getting paid.
Right.
If I don't work, I don't make money, right?
Just, yeah, right.
So, like I said, I just want to challenge people to think about things differently and to really find and explore what's their purpose and the place that they're in. So whether it's
as a
full-time entrepreneur or whether it's a 9-to-5, like, I love that you were able to find that balance. And again, back to duality of life, you know, you were able to have your full-time job and then to also build something that's creative. And, I mean, obviously the plan is for Grits and Gospel to put you out of your...
To 9-to-5, right.
Yeah, to be your full-time. But I think it's very wise to allow your business to put you out of your job. That's a wise thing.
That is a good idea. I'm going to start saying that now.
Okay, don't.
I'm going to start saying it.
As long as you pull...
Beat me to the pen.
Quote blue.
Beat me to the copyright office.
Quote blue boy. Okay. But lastly, I always close out every conversation because I'm like, music motivates me. And I know, like, music is a very, like, trending thing in Grits and Gospel.
Yeah, we always write about music.
And so I always ask people, like, what is one lyric? It can be trill. It can be country. It can be anything in between. What's that?
Just one?
Give me at least one. You can throw multiple out here if you like. But I need at least one lyric that gets you, like, going and motivated.
Okay, so, like, something that motivates or something I keep in mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like coming down for Christmas morning, like, trying to figure out which...
Which gets it open. It's like, you just don't know. There's so many.
This is the other day. I was like, man, I love it. Sky's the Limit by Biggie.
Mm.
It says, stay far from timid. Don't only make moves when your heart's in it.
And, I like it.
Sky's the limit. That's the song, with 112 off of Life.
You want to sing it?
Life After Death. No, I can't do that.
Oh,
in my head, I could.
I like that. Okay, repeat it one more time for me.
Stay far from timid. Only make moves when your heart's in it. And live the phrase, sky's the limit.
Always stay timid.
No, stay far from timid.
Oh, stay far from timid.
Only make moves when your heart's in it.
Only make moves when your heart's in it.
And live the phrase, the sky's the limit.
Yes, there mm-hmm. we go. That's I love it.
That's, I might have messed it up on the first time.
Okay.
But that's what he's saying.
I and like that. I'm going to use that for Journey with Blue.
Right, right. But yeah, plenty of quotes, man. I love music. And everything. And I love what you're doing with Journey to Blue, Journey with Blue too.
Thank you, Troy. I appreciate it. Well, this was great. I think it's always good to see people how you evolve, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in this, I always reach out to you because I'm like, oh, I need a videographer. I need a this. I need that. And like I said, you're super plugged with everyone. Mm-hmm. But I think it's always great to look at the people around you and see how you can like level up and elevate each other.
Right.
And that's
right.
key in entrepreneurship and life. We can pull from everybody. Right. So, it's if I can help, I'm here to help. If I can write, I'm here to write.
Oh, you're a writer now. You didn't think you could do
I'm
it.
I'm official.
But you wrote a really good... Make sure, if you guys so happen to pick up the Grits and Gospel Soul Fuel Volume 1 coffee table book, make sure you check out Before that Michelle wrote.
We'll let it's you know the page.
It's in like the back of the front of the middle of the book.
There we go.
So, if that makes any sense...
Thank you, Troy.
Thank you. This was great. We gotta do it again.
Yes.
I hope you were inspired by this conversation on The Journey with Blue. Join me on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe on YouTube to continue their encouragement. And remember that whatever road you decide to take, the beauty lies within the journey. Until next time, Blue.